The meeting of the Board of, the meeting of the Board of Adjustment is called to order. My name is Roger Boatman. I will be chairing the meeting this evening and would ask that the rest of the committee members to introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Larry Knutson, Member at Large.
Cole Skleen, Detroit Township.
Del King, District 1.
Craig Hall, Member at Large.
Kyle Varberg, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Okay. Any corrections to the minutes of the previous meeting? I think we found one on last Thursday.
Yep.
Did we get that to the right? Yeah, Nicole, Nikki got that, I think.
Yeah, she should have been there, right?
Any other corrections? Okay.
I move that we accept the minutes from the last.
Okay. Del moves we accept. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Craig? Okay. All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? Okay, they passed. Okay, the protocol for the meeting this evening is the administrative staff will introduce the application. Applicant or their representative will briefly introduce their request. I would ask that no one in the general audience direct any comments to the applicant without going through this board. Sufficient time will be given for those willing to speak. After all comments, the administrative staff will read any written correspondence not in your packets. Then we will close testimony. The board will deliberate on the request. The duties of the Board of Adjustment are quasi-judicial in nature and twofold. Number one, to hear and decide requests for variances from the county's official control. And number two, to hear and decide appeals and review administrative decisions related to the county official control. All decisions of the Board of Adjustment in granting or denying shall be final, except that any person shall have the right to appeal a decision within 30 days to district court. Questions regarding the appeal process can be discussed with the administrative staff after this hearing. At this time, I would ask my vice chairman to read the guidelines of the Minnesota statute this board must follow in order to support or deny any variance. Please shut off your electronic devices.
All right, statute 394.27, subdivision 7, practical difficulties. The Board of Adjustments shall have the exclusive power to order the assurance of variances from the requirements of any official control, including restrictions placed on nonconformities. Variances shall only be permitted when they, one, are in harmony with the general purpose and the intent of the official control, and when the variances are consistent with the comprehensive plan. Variances may be granted when the applicant for the variance establishes that there are practical difficulties in complying with the official control. Practical difficulties, as used in connection with the granting of a variance, means that, one, the property owner proposes to use the property in a reasonable manner not permitted by an official control. Two, the landowner is due to circumstances, or the flight of the landowner is due to circumstances unique to the property and not created by the landowner. And three, the variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the locality. Economic consideration does not constitute practical difficulty. Practical difficulty include, but are not limited to, inadequate access to direct sunlight for solar systems. Variance shall be granted for earth shelter construction as defined in section 216C.06, subdivision 14, when in harmony with the official controls. No variance may be granted that would allow any use that is not allowed in the zoning district in which the subject property is located. The Board of Adjustments may impose conditions in granting a variance. A condition must be directly related to and must bear a rough proportionality to the impact created by the variance.
Okay, thank you. You want to introduce the first applicant, Kyle? Under new business?
You know what, I will, and no disrespect, but English is not my strong suit, and I'm not even going to try. So,
it's Yamila.
I believe
Yamila.
It's you.
Yes, Yamila, yes.
And you can have a seat here. I don't have any strong suits, but that English definitely not.
And you know what? I have dialect too, you know, so just bear with me.
So, her application is to construct an addition to an existing non-conforming dwelling to be located 59 feet from the ordinary high water mark and a deck to be located at 53 feet, deviating from the required 100. So both of those requests outside the shore impact zone.
Yep. Okay. You want to explain your application and the details?
Yes. You know what? We own this cabin about for 20, 22 years, and it was built like 1973. What's happening? Our kids, you know, grow up over there, and now we have 8 grandkids. This cabin is 600 square feet. It's starting to be overloading, and my husband is a little bit like, he doesn't want to tore down again other trees which are behind us, like more if we will build a new one. He has to keep it, plus it's like sentimental little bit, this cabin, because we grew up kids, grandkids are growing, and so we just thought if we could add at least 3 bedroom, because with this, it's starting to be a little bit tough, you know, and we have a little bit, not only sentimental thing, but behind our, or on our property as well. And if we will build back, we have to destroy this well and start new well. So it was like more, it's, if you see this cabin inside, it's still, it's livable, it's beautiful. I just don't like tore it down, you know, and start back. If I could just build, you know, like addition, it would be like, it would be perfect.
Okay. So, you've heard the applicant speak. Any questions of the application or the details of it?
What do you think? I think we'll deliberate.
Right. Yeah.
Deliberate later. Situation. I have no questions for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No questions to the applicant. Any? Okay. Hearing none. Any comments written or?
One received Monday 30th from Jared Creek. Did they send that to you guys?
What's that?
There was one comment. Did they send it?
I didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
From Jared Craig, and it just says, "Hello, we live 2 spots to the northeast of said property. We have no issues with the county granting a variance. Thank you, Jared Creek."
Okay. That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Well, hearing no questions, we'll close testimony and we'll deliberate then.
Well, I really do have some issues with this application. And I guess it's because of the conversation we had with your husband.
Yes, I know.
He talked about how the thing is sitting on cinder blocks. It's, the underneath of it is in bad shape. I know he's done a lot of work on it. He's re-sided it and shingled it. But he said, he admitted that they're going to have to lift it up and put a new foundation underneath it. And I don't know who else was up there, Craig.
I did.
I'm not sure.
I'm close, so I was able to shop. Yeah. I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't see anybody around.
To add new building to that old cabin, I don't know that that's not, I wouldn't do that personally, but that's up to them.
Right.
But I mean, if they're lifting it up, they've got room to move it back. They yeah. really do. There's probably what, 30, 40 feet to that well, Dale?
Yeah.
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 And I mean, there's a few old trees there that need to be, have to come down. But I mean, you're talking about 53 feet for the deck. So that's a 6-foot deck. And I would think that they'd want a bigger front yard, but that's my personal opinion.
Yep.
But he talked about getting an architecture engineer out there, and I think they will probably advise them that to add on to that structure. It's probably not yeah. a great thing, but.
And if I would move just only back?
Pardon?
If I will move just only like
could back. Speak into the microphone a little bit closer.
If I will just do only back, like yeah. add to structure back. Because yeah. I just think that it's still. I just feel that it could still save this building, you know, because we just spent so much, you know, like we were working so much on this too, you know, so we just would like, I might save it still, you know.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Just my opinion.
Yeah.
One Larry, question. Did you actually measure the distance from the water's edge to the cabin?
No.
Okay.
So I was not at this one, so okay. I'm not sure if Tyler or.
We just measured it, you know, because when I did this application with Tyler, he said just. Measured one more time, so we did, and it was correct.
Yeah, but you measured right to where the water is now, right?
No, you have to go like 3 feet. They explained me 3 feet down
into the water.
Yes.
Yes, you did that.
Okay, so
yes.
you did go all the way out into the lake where.
Oh yes, okay. My husband.
Okay.
I was holding my.
You were holding the other end of the tape.
I was just
right?
curious if they went to the water's edge or if they went out right. there, because I was up there on the other side of the lake last week and I could probably get 18 feet out of it. out there, and it just depends on where you are.
Right.
How it drops.
Yes, and we are like quite, you know, like high, because it's not like gradually down.
Sure.
It's really like high and now it's starting.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what the quality of the foundation is. I mean,
he told us all about it.
Yeah, he said it was just set on cinder blocks.
Yeah. So you're gonna lift it up?
You have to.
We have already, like, you know, the guy who just said yes, he could lift it up, you know, and just.
What would make this? What would be your objection why you lifted it up to move it back? I mean, that seems to me to be a reasonable request from the board to, you know, stay as far back from the lake as possible.
I just feel that it will fall apart.
Pardon?
I just feel when it starts moving, you know, like that it will fall apart. The like the whole structure. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, then, you know, if it's going to fall apart, you don't want to build on it.
No, I just think that if I were just on the left it, you know, so I just saw until, but if I will add it and keep this one, how is it? It will just shift like foundation too.
I mean, it seems reasonable why you're lifting it to it'd be easy to, I mean, move it back.
I know, but
farther,
I just, it's not farther
back from the lake.
I know. It's not only sentimental, it's like this beautiful view, everything, you know, when you are here, it's like you would have to stay. It's on this spot, you know, if I go back, like I'm losing all this beautiful view too. And I just think that this fireflies will not survive with this stone, you know, if I will start moving. I just think that if I move it only up, that it will stay. I'm just afraid that if I move, because well, it's like, you know, what is it? It's like, it's a slope.
We're not a moving company, and
I know, we don't. I know, but I just think
but
that
it,
this
it would seem to me
sloping,
if you're going to have somebody lift it up and secure it while it's up. Up and down and moving it horizontally, I don't think should make any difference.
You know what is it? Just only words behind this, the carpet cabin is like straight, and behind this cabin it's going slope. So if I lift it back, I have to somehow, I have to just throw it down because this cabin is, I don't know, I'm not architect, you know, but on this slope.
If you're gonna add on to it anyway, you're gonna be taking that dirt out either way.
In the slope.
Right,
yeah.
Because you're going to add
you know,
on behind it there.
I would just take this, you know, dirt from the slope, you know, for new addition.
Yeah, but you're going to excavate it either way, so moving it, I don't think it would make much difference, is what we're saying. If you're going to move, if you're going to be adding on to it, I would sure think you'd want to have a better foundation. And just lifting it up, I don't know if you've ever know what that takes to pour footings, but
I know, I saw it.
With that house is hanging there, that isn't also an ideal situation.
It would actually be easier to move the house onto a new foundation.
100% it would.
And pour a foundation underneath it. I mean, I've done that a couple of times. It is no fun working
that is no fun.
There you go.
Right.
Because, you know, if they could build that foundation away from it, slide
if your
it
foundation
over.
Was solid right now, I would agree with, let's just leave it right where it's at and add on to it. But if the foundation is bad, and it sounds like your husband and you know it's bad, I'm kind of in agreement. If you got to move it anyway, well then,
let's move it back.
Let's move it back.
On the tour date when we talked, when we look at the application, it looks reasonable.
Right.
After talking to the gentleman and telling us how bad it was underneath there and there's no foundation, well, then it has to be fixed. You can't just add on to a break.
Otherwise, you're going to have serious issues. Yeah. I mean, that's just trying to do yourself a favor by looking out for you there.
So you can't see the foundation.
I was thinking, you know, because
No. Just a minute here. Okay.
So maybe, basically based on, I'm just wondering if maybe, ma'am, you should just table this and then speak with the builder to see if it would be feasible to build there.
That's exactly what I would suggest.
That's what I suggested to the gentleman. Yeah. Is that he should get somebody to look at it before he makes,
We could put you on the agenda for next month, and I could even come up there and meet with this individual to try and articulate some of that back to you.
Because we spoke with a guy who's supposed to like build, and he said that, yes, it could be done. But he will not do it, you know, he will just find the company, he will do it, you know, because he's a builder, just not like this. So I could talk to him, maybe we could find.
Would, you have the option to, as Kyle said, to table it for 30 days and speak with your contractor and whoever else you choose to and come back in 30 days. And I think you're hearing the board say, it needs to be moved back. And we didn't vote on that or anything, but I think the consensus of the board would be to have it moved back.
So I have to just check with a guy or a company if they could move it, like move the cabin back, or if they could just lift it up and just leave it easy, like you just would like for sure move it back.
Well, you're lifting it up, you might as well move it back. I think the board would concur.
So one question is maybe you don't have to lift it up. I just have questions about that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, I have to just check it.
Those are the things I think you need to find out.
Yeah.
And I think it would be doing yourself due diligence to find that out of how bad is the foundation? Does it have to be redone? If so, I think then we are in agreement. Okay. Then you might as well move it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's either that or we can move forward with the discussion and make a decision, and then you have possibly could have to start this all, process all over. And I would like to give you the 30 days mm-hmm. to use to your benefit.
Okay.
To get however you want your plan to change in order and bring it back in 30 days. But that's your decision.
Okay. So if I will come back in 30 days, I could just check with the company if they could just lift it up, how bad is it, or if I need actually lift it up, if I could just build without
Pardon me?
If I, so in 30 days, you would like here, if I could just build like this, adding cabin plus this present cabin with this, I don't know how to explain, like the bottom without lifting up.
So the main question is what, no matter what you do you have to lift it up and fix the foundation, or could you add on to it as it sits? So if you get in contact with the gentleman doing this, mm-hmm. I will come up there and meet with you guys and mm-hmm. share their concerns with him.
Okay.
To make it easier for you and yep. your husband.
Okay. Okay. So it's about, yes, I have to just check if I really could just add without lifting. Okay?
Okay.
So you call our office when you have the guy lined up and I'll be there.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay?
Okay.
Is that fair to you to table it 30 days then? Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. The applicant has tabled motion or tabled the application for 30 days. Kyle will help her, assist her, and she'll be on the agenda for the August meeting. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that one is tabled. Next applicant, Kyle.
Next applicant is Shotwell Lake Properties, requesting a variance to construct an addition to an existing detached garage to be located 94 feet from the ordinary high water mark, deviating from the required setback of 100.
Okay. Is there a representative here? Yep. You want to come forward and explain your situation?
Well, I believe you've all received all the information, and I just want to basically, I was started with a two-car garage.
Yep.
Well, the location didn't work out that well, so I came up with this thought. Well, the reason I came up with this thought is because I put up one of those deals, you know, with a canvas on it, and mm-hmm. I got some complaints from my wife and a few others. And I built a pallet fort for my grandkids. They didn't like the looks of that either. But I had to tear that down. So I need more space for some storage and with all the toys and stuff that the grandkids have. So I thought I'd try to add on. And so it'd be on to the existing garage. It's just going to be 12 feet by whatever the length of the garage is, and we'll tie it all together. And
that's the deal.
That's the deal.
Okay. Okay. You've heard the applicant. Any questions of the proposal?
State your name for the record, Milton.
John Shotwell.
Okay.
Evan, always
you. Okay.
No.
No.
I don't question.
Hearing none. Okay. Any correspondence?
I don't see none on here.
Okay. None? Okay. Hearing no correspondence, we'll close testimony and the board will deliberate the request.
I think it's a very reasonable request. It still exempt minimum lot coverage.
Yep. Family harmony sounds like it's important also.
And my neighbors, we're all relatives.
Yeah, no, they're all relatives. Okay. Well, the request is certainly reasonable, so I don't think there's anything.
The impervious is not even close to anything.
Yeah. I'll accept a motion if somebody wants to in your name.
I'll make a motion we approve the harmony within the neighborhood. It's an improvement. Kind of getting rid of the campus structure and going to a hard wall.
Yeah. Yep.
Keeping the toys clean, so.
Yep. Second?
Second.
Craig? Any other discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Pose? That's carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck.
Is it okay if I excuse myself then?
Yes, I'm out of here.
Yeah, you are.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Next applicant, Robert and Bridget Marsh, requesting a variance to construct a non-dwelling related structure to be located 81 feet from the ordinary high watermark, deviating from the required 100.
Dave?
Hello, so as you can see, whoever came out to inspect the place out there.
Yep, we were out there.
I have a lot of stuff that sits outside.
Yep.
As we moved a couple of years ago, or sold our old house, or had a couple of sheds or shops, and down to minimal here.
Okay.
This is 81 feet from the water line. It's about the only place on that lot to fit some sort of storage building.
Yep.
So I guess that's why we're here today.
And you're set back far enough from the bluff there.
Well, so when I had Joyce come out, she thought she could go by the bluff, but then when she did some more research on it, it had to be from the water line. Yep. So that's where we're here today.
Look, Rob, it shows you 30 feet from that bluff.
That's what I told in the drawing, 30 feet.
Yeah.
It shows it,
yeah.
So, and that's what she assumed at first when she came
right
in, but then she called me up and said, no, we have to go by the water line.
So are you going
to
leave the rest of those structures on there when you build the new building? Or
so I acquired those by the purchase of the place, so
yeah.
I don't want to leave them there. If we're granted this here, that red storage shall be on, that canvas mm-hmm. shall be gone as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Any questions of the applicant?
I do have one. I'm just curious why it needs to be 24 feet high.
The sidewalls, you mean?
The peak.
Oh, the peak. So it's 12 foot sidewall. So I'm not sure where the peak will be exactly.
Well, you don't have anything upstairs?
No.
Well, it won't be 24 feet then.
Okay.
Well, I think she just did that within the restrictions.
So it's, you're 24 feet high?
Well, no, he's saying he's got 12-foot sidewalls.
12-foot sidewalls is only 40 feet wide. It's probably going to be 20, 22.
20, maybe. Yeah. I'd say, yeah. Right. Are you doing 4-12 or 6-12?
That I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
Normal's 4.
Yeah, I don't know what the house is, if you're going to match the house or not or whatever. The house looks like it's 4.
Yeah, it'll be
4. That must be the max height they can be, right?
They can be 30.
They can be 30, yeah.
Yeah.
It used to be 22, we increased
it. Yep.
Yeah, no loss or nothing. It would be just 12-foot ceiling and
that. Yeah, I think we've got a reasonable application here. Any questions of the applicant about what his intent is?
No.
Okay. Any correspondence, Kyle?
No, sir.
Well, we'll close testimony then, and we'll deliberate.
I've seen a lot more difficult ones than this.
Oh, yeah.
And he's getting rid of a couple of those little sheds that are out there to clean it up. I think it'll just make it look
better. That'll help you. You'll help yourself there, I think.
Right. Oh, yeah. Even the neighbors are.
Yeah.
Speak positive.
Yep.
I do have one question for Kyle, though. I was curious. Where do you measure from the slope?
On the bluff?
Because it's kind of funny that it comes up.
Yeah.
It comes up. And if they're measured from the top, they wouldn't meet the 30-foot setback. So I'm assuming you're measuring from that second kind of lip there.
And so when Joyce was out there, she measured the setback from the house, and it was that second one. That was where it was 30-foot there. So in the shop, it would have been 32 foot back then.
Okay. I'm just curious how you do that.
If it's a definitive break, you measure from that break. If it kind of does that, then it's finding less than 18% grade in a 50 feet segment.
Yep.
Which is not the easiest thing to do.
No. I mean, it's it doesn't matter. It's
right. I think he's
fine. I'm just curious how they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they're not definitive, it's a bugger.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was wondering how do you measure back from the shoreline or the water line with that hill there, you know? That
then you do what's just called breaking chain. So
yeah.
You try and keep the tape measure level and you do it in much smaller segments and you just,
Keep adding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he's all right on the bluff.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's any question there. So, okay. Any other... any other questions or thoughts?
No. I'll make a motion that we approve, Mr. Chair. Yep. I think it falls within the harmony and the intent of the ordinance. I think it's only going to improve the area and locality of that community.
Yep.
Second.
Yep. Okay. Larry, second. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye. Or raise your right hand. Excuse me. That passed. Congrats. Good luck.
Next applicant, Linda and Michael Sands, requesting a variance from Chapter 8, Section 8, which is controlled accesses of Becker County zoning ordinance, or any other applicable county requirements to allow an easement for lake access. So essentially, I'll just try and explain this the best I can, Michael. They have some lake frontage on Big Cormorant, right, within this bay. And the problem I understand is that bay is somewhat shallow, right?
There's a channel. That it's possible that if there's low water, it would be hard to navigate.
Right.
Because of two big boulders.
So to get
on either side of it.
Right. But looking at that survey that they provided, it looks clear that they do have, they are riparian, they have riparian rights because they have frontage on the lake. That survey was done in December of, I think, 17.
It says sign on the 2019.
What's the, I got the wrong, February 19th. Okay.
Yeah.
So it says the water elevation on December 13th of 2017, when I'm guessing this field, some of this field work was done and they went back and used it, but the ordinary high was 1355.54 and the water level there was 1354.30. So it's a little over a foot beneath at that time, and there was still water there, so that would be access beneath the ordinary high, giving them riparian rights. A controlled access lot, essentially, that's the only language in the ordinance that would kind of apply to this type of situation. And the point of a controlled access lot is, by the DNR standard, it allows funneling. They actually take non-riparian lots, which are back lots with no frontage, and they allow a lot to be used for funneling.
Mm-hmm.
The Becker County ordinance allows a controlled access lot within a subdivision to be used basically for all of the lots within that subdivision. So say you have a 10 lot subdivision and one of the lots has a very sandy beach and no cattails and all other nine are terrible. The ordinance will allow that lot to be used by all of the people in the subdivision because they all have access. Technically, they have access. It just depends on what type of boat you are trying to get in and out of there with, and then also the current water level. So because of that issues they're having, they got an easement for lake access on the Kip Moore property, and that was drafted, that was brought to us. We went back and forth legally, you know, hey, there's parts of this don't, technically, to have a controlled access lot, they'd have to have interest in that lot. So they'd have to have interest in Kip Moore's. If they would have had that, this probably could have been worked out. But I don't think Kip was nice enough to give you an easement. I don't think he wanted to give you interest in his property. So basically, in order to do this, and the only thing applicable that I could find is controlled access requirements. We went back and forth with their attorney, the county attorney. Basically, this is the only route that we could come up with to consider allowing them basically permanent access on Kip's property. And again, as discussing with Mr. Boltman earlier, you would never grant somebody that doesn't have current access to the lake access, but they do have access, and it just, you know, there's
not usable access,
right? But there's a potential of going through a process to dredge that channel or something, but as we know on Big Cornmouth, they fill back in, and that's a headache.
So this is where we're talking right here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
they want to do it from this piece or from
this piece?
This piece.
So they own this one.
Yeah.
And they would like
this to, is what Cliff says here.
Yeah.
So,
and basically what that access would give you is my understanding. I don't know if it's one boat lift or two or a dock.
Just a dock to have a boat lifted.
Right.
Situation is necessary.
And it would be exclusive to them.
Yes. Isn't there three docks there now?
No. We only have.
Roger, Dale, did you guys, there was more than one dock there.
Well, I mean, Kip may have.
Kip had one and the next door neighbor had one. And this on that beach area, there was at least two and one short one, I think, if I recall.
Do you have one there now?
No.
No.
Okay.
Were we at the wrong place? Maybe.
No, last year we had our boat, a dock and our boat lift out there. But toward the end of last year, we moved to midside. And so there's no dock out there. Because we told, we didn't have an easement.
All of a sudden, you know, we thought we had the easement, and then
it was in jeopardy, so then we took it back.
So we moved it inside the pond.
Bay.
The bay.
So where the volleyball court or the sand pile?
That's
farther down.
That's.
We were at the wrong place.
Yeah.
I think Dell and I might have been at the right place.
Right.
Then we went further.
Yep.
Yeah, it's hard to figure. Did anybody else go out there?
No, I looked at it on Google.
Okay. That's what I did.
I
looked at it on Google.
It's not where the sandball.
Okay, because there are three
that's,
docks.
That's something different.
Okay. Because yeah. I was kind of.
So we were
on the. So when we went behind Kip's
that's probably house, just
you were in the right place.
We were in the right place.
You were in the right place. So.
But you're going to put it then further. What you're wanting to do is you want to put it here or you want to put it here?
Yeah. Closer to the point.
We'd be putting it right.
Kind of right out in here.
Right there. Right.
Yeah, whereabouts?
Right there. All
right. Whereabouts?
So right basically in this area.
Oh. Right, right.
Okay, I got the
right.
Call.
Right now that.
Okay.
Dock and pot
so it would be here. Right here.
That's where it's at.
Okay.
Right there.
Where's the volleyball court?
Way over here.
Way over here.
Yeah. That's over here.
Yeah.
Oh, we kind of went by fire numbers.
We had a heck of a time finding. Yeah. All right.
This is Kip's place.
That's
right
Kip's.
We were on the volleyball court.
Yep.
We were way off.
So you're just going to go through your easement, just allows you to go through Kip's yard and just come out here?
No, what we do is we just ferry a little canoe or something to and go that route.
Yeah.
That's all we order.
Oh.
So in the case that becomes not navigable, we'll just take a canoe or a little kayak so we can have access to the
We heard that was a cow pasture at one point.
Well, I imagine it probably was.
30s probably was.
Yep.
I think so. We just wanted to have that as a.
Cliff was all good with it. That's all been signed. And
get it on.
You wonder what the process would be to dredge that out. It'd be nice. Wouldn't it?
I talked to the DNR and they said no.
Yeah,
if you guys have some ideas about that, I'd really love to hear it.
Easier to ask for forgiveness.
I was just going
to
say
permission.
Well,
our recommendation would be to discuss it with the DNR. That's our final answer.
Midnight on a Tuesday.
Jobs, but we have to make sure all the neighbors are open.
Oh, you know what? There'd be somebody watching. Yeah.
Guaranteed you're doing it the right way.
Yeah. No, you're.
Or even just the removal, like you said, of the boulders, maybe that helped.
That would help a lot.
There's that company now that's got those barges that they haul rocks out on the lake. Yeah. I see them on Pelican, and they got a little mini X.
And they could just move one of them.
Right.
Over.
Might be something to.
It really is sort of about a 12-foot channel between those boulders.
Yeah.
And if I had those on, it'd be a lot, because if the wind catches you, you have to sort of figure out how to tilt the motor up and shoot through there.
4th of July, you can drill holes in that rock and use some dynamite.
I didn't hear that.
I'm afraid of the ideas that might come from this board here. Okay.
I think it's really reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody now completely understanding it, I was looking on Google and where are we, how are we getting there?
Well, I mean, based off what Kyle said, you know, looking at all the different options to try and achieve the outcome, I think this totally makes sense.
Yeah, right, and I'd keep trying with the DNR if it was me.
Right.
Yeah. Find the right person somewhere.
Yeah. To be able to.
Yeah, or maybe just like you say, I mean, just have them literally, it's like, okay, when I'm talking about removing those rocks,
right,
let's just move them.
You really, if you just move them 5 feet off the
it's
side,
all rock.
I don't know why that would be an issue.
Right? Yeah.
Who knows?
Seems odd.
It really does.
I'll keep hitting them every year to see if a new guy comes.
Aerial photography. Yep. All right. Any other questions of Kyle or the applicant about what the intent is here?
Not sure.
Okay. Everybody understands? Any correspondence? None?
No, sir.
None from the DNR?
No.
Okay.
And like I said, the DNR.
Sometimes
they allow controlled access lots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They allow funnels.
They would have let us put the DNR would have let us put a dock out as long as it didn't touch the land.
Yeah.
They said, well, you could put a dock out there, you just can't touch the land. It's like,
really?
What?
Yeah. That's where common sense goes.
It's all common sense, sir. Right. All right. Well, no comments and no further questions. Let's close testimony here and deliberate the application.
I think what they're trying to do makes total sense. I mean, right. I don't under, you know, he's made it good with the neighbor, which it sounds like he has. I think Kyle's come up with a great option and should go forward.
Yeah, you don't have any issues. It's just, it's exclusive to you, your property. It would transfer with your property should you sell.
I'm sorry, what?
It would transfer with your property, but it's exclusive to that parcel.
Yes, it's exclusive to that property.
Yes, sir.
One household.
Yep.
That type of thing. We had no intention of having a marina out there.
Sure, no, just want to be up front.
No, there's one over by the...
Oh, don't worry, there are a lot of properties that build their own marinas. They have six boats.
That's pretty much standard, no?
Yeah, you see them out there all over.
Okay.
Mini marinas.
All right, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move to approve it. I'm not sure it's within the intent of the ordinance, just joking, of course. But it fits within the criteria.
Yep.
I'll second it.
Okay, second. The discussion? All those in favor, raise your right hand. Opposed? That's carried. Okay. Congrats. Good luck with it.
Thank you so much, and thank you for what you do.
Keep battling the DNR.
Yeah. Kyle, is there anything you have to do with the...
No, sir. No, we'll do it.
All taken care of now?
Yep.
Thank you. All right,
thank
you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Yep.
I'll second that.
Meeting adjourned.
I heard some crying about the other piece.